Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for a sunny and cool day today. Temperatures only in the mid-40s, clear and cold tonight. Lows down about 15. For Thanksgiving, partly sunny, lower 50s. Friday, scattered showers, windy and cloudy, lower 40s. And on Saturday, partly sunny, brisk, with temperatures in the mid-40s. We'll get the full details on our Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Robin Hood Radio learned the remains of a skull were found in East Canaan on Sunday. The skull reportedly was found in the woods between two houses on Old Turnpike Road in East Canaan. The Western Major Crime Unit is investigating those remains. After serving as the interim resident state trooper in North Canaan for 3 months, Spencer Bronson is now talking about being chosen for the permanent position. Quote, "I'll bring small-town feeling to my job," end quote, said the Watertown native, who loves being part of a community and sees it as a big part of his new position. Since he arrived in North Canaan, he's found townspeople accepting. He's promoting a public image to the residents' shop, getting out and about and making himself known, building relationships and becoming familiar with local faces. In a story by Ruth Epstein in this morning's Republican American, he's part of the community liaison program in Troop B that works to improve the image of police. He expects eventually to resurrect the DARE program at the North Canaan Elementary School and become certified in installing children's car seats. Residents will also be seen riding a bicycle on local streets. He said the town has a bike he hopes he can use. He's working day shifts during the week, but he said he's willing to adjust his hours to be available when needed. Sharon Town Hall parking lot planning is moving forward. WMC consulting engineers have visited and surveyed the town hall parking lot to assist with the expansion project. They hope to review the findings at their next meeting of the Board of Selectmen and set a date for a discussion of options and opinions. The project will be partially funded by a State of Connecticut Small Town Economic Assistance Program. That is a STEEP grant. Across Dutchess County, school job postings are cluttered with the same openings at multiple districts. Of the 13 districts in the county, 8 are looking for nurses, 9 for bus drivers, 11 for food service workers, and 10 for custodial staff. Larry Anthony, head of the food service department that handles Rhinebeck, Red Hook, and Pine Plain schools, said he often has to push aside administrative work to jump into the kitchen alongside his crew. Supply chain shortages have also limited what options can be served to students. Even trays must be rationed. The issue is people are not signing up for positions like they did before. In many cases, lower pay rates making working for school districts less attractive than work in other industries that may require less hassle and certification. Non-instructional positions like food service, safety and monitors, and teacher's aides can range anywhere from $12 to $15 an hour. Hudson Valley farmers could get debt relief through big funding packages in Congress. The proposal, first introduced last year by Congressman Maloney and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, may now come to fruition as a tiny part of the giant spending bill that has been negotiated in Washington for months. The $2.2 trillion overall plan is awaiting action in the Senate after the House of Representatives passed it in a party-line vote. Under the modified version of Maloney's bill in the pending Build Better Act, farmers who borrowed money through any of three federal loan programs could have up to $150,000 of their remaining debt eliminated. For those who qualify as economically distressed because of their precarious finances, the government would forgive the entire debt. About $10 billion has been set aside for farm debt release in the pending package for funding of social programs and climate change measures. Roughly 1,000 farms in New York stand to benefit, according to Maloney. Cove Bowling Lanes, which has been on sale for several years, is offered at a foreclosure auction December 15th. The property is still open. The auction by Sullivan and Sullivan Auctioneers of Sandwich will begin at 11 o'clock at the site on Stockbridge Road. The property had been offered at $4.5 million in 2011, $3.9 million in 2017, and $4 million in 2018. The Cove, which was built in 1958 and opened in 1960, is reported to have been the inspiration for the bowling alley that served as the main setting for The Big Lebowski, the 1998 film starring Jeff Bridges. Filmmakers Joel and Ethan Cohen reportedly frequented the Cove when they attended Bard College at Simon's Rock in the 70s. In 1987, the Berkshire Eagle reported that the alley was, quote, unquestionably the number one hangout in South County, end quote. The town hall in North Canaan is closing early at 12 noon today. In Sharon, the Energy Environment Commission meets on November 25th at 5:30. Also on Thursday, a reminder, in Salisbury, the town hall and transfer station will be closed. On Friday in Salisbury, once again, town offices are closed. The Millerton Fire Company annual parade of lights happens Friday. That begins at 4:30. In Cornwall, the Christmas tree lighting will be Friday at 5 p.m. at the Cornwall Bridge Green. November 27th through December 23rd from 10 to 4:30 each day, Housatonic Valley FFA Holiday Store is open to the public at Warren Turnpike at Falls Village at the high school. Trees, locally made gifts, wreaths, roping, poinsettias, and more. This all, of course, benefits the FFA program at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. There's a vendor craft fair at the Pilgrim House, 30 Granite Avenue in Canaan on Saturday from 10 until 3. Quality handmade crafts, great gifts, affordable prices, a gift basket raffle. It supports Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry. Sharon Fire Department's Photos with Santa holiday event happens Saturday from 11 till 3 at the Sharon Firehouse. Local photographer Marlena Akjar will take 5 pictures for $25 with Santa on the fire truck. Questions or more information, Marlena at photobymarlena@gmail.com. To register, contact Beth at 860-671-3911. The Salisbury Winter Sports Association annual ski and skate sale will be held Saturday, December 4th at the Lakeville Hose Company from 8 to 11. Not only can you find great deals in new or used equipment, you can also sell your unwanted stuff. Now, residents can bring equipment to be sold Friday from 4 till 7. No equipment will be accepted on Saturday. As always, the sale on Saturday runs from 8 a.m. till 11 a.m. From 11 a.m. to noon, residents can pick up their money or unsold equipment. Any remaining equipment after noon on Saturday will become the property of the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Equipment eligible for sale includes downhill skis, boots and poles, cross-country skis, boots and poles, ice skates, hockey equipment, snowboards and boots, and snowshoes. No clothing, please. Also, 8th graders from Salisbury Central School will be selling Christmas wreaths and taking orders for Cabot cheese for the holiday delivery, and the Lakeville Host Company will offer coffee, donuts, and breakfast sandwiches for sale. Proceeds from that sale will benefit several SWASA youth ski programs. Masks are recommended. More information, jumpfest.org. A baked goods and soup sale and Nick Cub fundraiser happens on Saturday, December 4th from 10 till 2 at the Copaic Community Building. Cookies, breads, pies, jams, and jellies, homemade soups, chili, meat, and vegetarian, macaroni and cheese, takeout only. Proceeds will benefit the local food pantry, community Christmas baskets, and Taconic Hills backpack program. Now, the Lakeville Ladies Auxiliary has a vendor fair coming up on Saturday, December 4th, 11 to 4. Santa will be there from 3 till 5, a tree lighting at 5:30. This is at the Lakeville Host Company, 3 Brook Street in Lakeville, Connecticut. There'll be cookies and hot chocolate. There'll be a small craft for children. The Sharon Holiday Tree Lighting, carols, hot cider, and cookies happens December 4th from 5 till 6:30. At 5 o'clock, the tree lighting organized by the Sharon Green Preservation Association. 5 to 5:30, carols with the Salisbury Band Christmas Breast and Hot Chocolate Society. And 5:30 to 6, hot cider and cookies on the porch of the Sharon Historical Society and Museum. The community lighting of the menorah will be happening on the Sharon Green on Sunday at 4:45 on the green. All are welcome to attend. The Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad invites the community to help light up the Sharon Town Green by purchasing luminaries in honor of family members, friends, loved ones, and to remember those who we've lost. You can purchase the Lights of Love. It helps the Sharon Ambulance Squad as a fundraiser. Luminaries are $10 each. Volunteers will collect forms, assemble the Lights of Love, place names and loved ones, and display on the Sharon Town Green on the day of the annual tree lighting, that is December 4th. If you wish to keep your luminaries, you may collect them from the Sharon Green on Monday, December 6th before noon. More information or contact Betsy Hall, 860-364-0663, or Sharon Ambulance CT at gmail.com. The Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary Memory Tree Fundraiser is going on for the holiday season. Individuals can make donations in memory of a loved one or in honor of someone by donating $5 per individual. The tree will be displayed at the Sharon Town Hall through December the 31st. To obtain a form, contact the Selectman's Office at 860-364-5789 or go to the Sharon website, go to the announcement, click on it, and then click on the file attachment. The form can be dropped off at the drop box located at the rear of the Sharon Town Hall or mailed to the Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary, P.O. Box 794, Sharon. Now, the Sunday in the Country food drive is going on. They are feeding people, of course, in our region through the food pantries for both Thanksgiving and Christmas, working with the food pantries throughout our area in Amenia, Ancrum, Dover, Millerton, Pauling, Wassaic, and Lakeville and Sharon, Cornwall, and Canaan, Connecticut. It's also served numerous pantries in Massachusetts throughout its time. In addition to the holiday baskets, the organization responds to individual needs that might arise during the year. If you'd like to make a donation to help them or purchase raffle tickets to help them, on the web, sundayinthecountry.org. You can email sundayinthecountry@gmail.com or call 518-267-9865. Or you can send a check to the Sunday in the Country Food Drive, P.O. Box 789, Millerton, New York, 12546. Salisbury Bank has its 14th annual Fill the Basket Food Drive, collecting food and donations for local food pantries. It runs through December the 17th. All 14 branches of the bank, located in Berkshire, Litchfield, Dutchess, Orange, and Ulster counties, collecting donations of non-perishable food items and household supplies. Also, cash donations will also be accepted. All donated items, as well as monetary contributions collected, will be donated directly to the local food pantries serving each area. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll find them on Facebook and also on Instagram. And remember, they have a new tapas menu. By Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 35,813.80, the NASDAQ at 15,775.14, and the S&P 500 at 4690.70. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.